Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Stephanie Rapp, the Director of the Marriage and Family Life Office for the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Stephanie.
Hi, Father. Thank you.
Great to have you. Let us begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we praise you and we bless you this day. Strengthen and renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Stephanie, not only are you the director of the Marriage and Family Life Office, but you're also married.
Yes.
So you're somewhat of an expert on on marriage, you know. So
I don't know about that.
In the last time we spoke, we were talking about your encounter with Christ and, you know, living as a disciple. Begins with this encounter, and I think what I think your story illustrated so beautifully is that, you know, there's an awareness of the mystery, an encounter with Christ, and then really a seeing of the need for the church in our life. This kind of helps us, I think, to mature as disciples. It's the foundation that we build on, and whatever our vocation is, we're called to be disciples. So I thought maybe we could talk about how you live as a follower of Christ in your marriage.
And I'm so glad that we could talk about this, because that is a continuation, really, of my conversion story and my encounter, because this is my vocation. So going deeper in my relationship with the Lord, has absolutely happened out of acknowledging that I was called to marriage and family life, and then, of course, being married. Craig and I have been married now 11 years, and we have three kids. So I would say, you said about being a disciple in marriage. We were recently actually just asked if marriage has made us better, or do we feel like marriage has contributed to our holiness, or getting holier. And both Craig and I were like, yes. I mean, it is just such a gift, and you are truly learning how to be a gift, you know? So really, the gift of Craig and being able to receive him and acknowledge him, but then also really empowering me in the vocation to be a gift to him as well. And of course, the more you're learning to die to yourself and think about another person, the more you're going to live out the gospel and draw you closer to the source of love that's even allowing you to do that in the first place.
Now, it sounds like even before you were married, you and Craig, there was a sort of the foundations for living Christian marriage. And it sounds to me that there are certain maybe principles that you and Craig kind of had signed up for or had kind of embraced even before you were married. Like, it seems like this idea of living as a gift to each other. What were sort of these principles that helped you to enter into Christian marriage, or at least were sort of the thesis of this project of entering into Christian marriage?
Well, I would say we spend a lot of time obviously getting to know each other and talking about a lot of these things. Like, one of the first things I'm thinking is how much we communicated of what we believed marriage to be. So we knew going into it that we were on the same page. And we actually did do a lot of reading, even during the marriage prep process through the church, so that we could fully understand what it is that we were committing to and vowing. So we had plenty of conversations about the gift to each other and the openness to life and faithfulness and all of that. So we were bringing that into the marriage, not to say that we knew everything, but by no means were we perfect and we still aren't. But we had a lot of discussions so that our expectations were the same. And like you said, the foundational beliefs of what we believe marriage to be as God created it to be, we talked about that and made sure that we were on the same page going forward.
Sort of out of curiosity, did you envision yourself one day as a marriage and family life director? back when you were preparing for marriage?
I did not, although I will say once we were married, we did volunteer at Pre-Cana.
Yeah.
So it was, we immediately wanted to talk and share about marriage too once we were married and we were linked with the office. And at that point, I was like, that would be pretty great.
Yeah. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Stephanie Rapp, the director of the Marriage and Family Life Office for the Diocese of Columbus. Stephanie, we know that prayer is an essential part of discipleship, of following Christ. We need that prayer life. And certainly in marriage, a couple needs to pray together.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine you and Craig do pray together. Mm-hmm. And how did that evolve in your relationship, even before the marriage?
Right. I'm laughing because it strikes me. We just read an article on prayer just last night because it ebbs and flows. Like sometimes we're on it and we're making sure that we're spending that time in prayer or even just checking up on each other's prayer life. And then sometimes, I mean, it's no excuse, but sometimes life gets busy and, it's not perfect. So we need that constant reminder, which was even last night us talking through, reminding ourselves again about just how important it is to be praying not only for each other, but our marriage and our kids, of course, and the different ways we could do it. Because I will say that has been a gift to be able to get to know each other in that way. Craig and I think we complement each other very well, and we are very, very different, which I guess enables us to complement each other well. So even how we pray is different. So we are constantly learning from each other so that we're not always doing the same thing, because that usually is just one person's default, you know. I would say one example is we would call it cuddle time. This is pre-kids, but after dinner, sit on the couch, have our devotional, have time of prayer together and we just called it cuddle time because you just sat on the couch, you know. But it was when we were able to set aside time that we knew was just going to be us talking, us and the Lord, of course. Reading something, talking about it, discussing it, praying together. With three little ones now, right after, that is not feasible. So it definitely looks different. It's more praying together before bed or praying as a family. Of course, we want them to see that we're praying together too. So we do the morning offering with the kids. We do like a short kind of very abbreviated examine at dinner, you know, so we're also kind of bringing the kids into that as well. And then, of course, we try to, you know, sometimes at night or pray the prayer that we prayed at our wedding and different things like that. There are tons of options, and I feel like we're constantly, depending on the season and where we're at, finding what's working and trying different things.
And, you know, I think that's a universal rule for everyone, is we have to really be flexible and evolve in our prayer life. You know,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes we may be more morning people when it comes to prayer, you know, and we can do our time of meditation in the morning. Or for some reason, whatever it might be, maybe our work schedule changes, maybe there are children introduced mm-hmm. into the formula, whatever it might be, then we can't pray in the morning like we used to do.
Right.
So,
and that's as an individual. And
yeah.
Then you add the other individual and then trying to line them up
yeah.
too.
So I think that flexibility is crucial mm-hmm. into seeing it. But there also has to be a mutual accountability too, that
Absolutely.
You hold each other to
mm-hmm.
it.
And we definitely will check in with each other as well, just personally, what are we praying about or what could we be praying for each other
mm-hmm.
about? And if there are big decisions going on in our lives, that how are we working through those decisions with the Lord too? And those are, you know, it's important, obviously, to be praying together, but yes, to keeping each other accountable to make sure that the other person is still moving forward and helping them grow in their holiness and their vocation as
yeah.
well.
The another perhaps point is this, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand with this accountability, is also perhaps a need of fraternal correction too within
mm-hmm.
marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that at times we might be falling into the wrong kind of habits or going the wrong
mm-hmm.
kind of direction, or really just having the wrong kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially in Christian marriage, you know, people who, you know, family, you know, spouses are going and working in the world, and to bring that spirit or that attitude of the world into the family mm-hmm. can sometimes be a source of tension. So, I mean, how do you see this fraternal mm-hmm. correction within marriage?
I think a lot of that is going to happen naturally, too. Like, as two lives are coming together and you're making decisions on how you spend your time, how you're spending your money, you know, what you're watching on TV, like, there's constant talking with each other because now every part of your life is that you're not alone. You know, you mm-hmm. need to make those decisions in light of the other person. So it's if you're remaining and being intentional about that relationship with the other, you're aware of what they're choosing to do and what decisions that they're making. And yes, I think that sometimes out of love for the other and as a spouse who cares for the other would need to offer some correction. And on the flip side, the other spouse needs to be open to being corrected, you know, and to respect the other person's point of view as well. I think it could come up fairly often as you're making plenty of different decisions about even where you're going to live or how you're going to raise your kids or parenting decisions. And just sometimes correction is needed. And that's okay, because that's we're trying to help each other be holier, help each other get to heaven. So I think that happens in marriage, and it's out of love for the other. And if you have that foundational relationship of trust built, then there's space to do that.
Beautiful. Well, you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been Stephanie Rapp. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Father.
And we'll end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All glory to you, Lord. Strengthen and renew us through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.